This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago's air quality has been among the worst in the world for the last couple of days because of wildfires burning largely out of control in central Canada. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco talked with Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford. Ford says the haze in the air is going to persist through the rest of this day and through the weekend.
Until they get the fires more in control up in Canada, this is something that we could be dealing with kind of ephemerally, kind of off and on for much of the summer.
The air quality is expected to improve next week, although Ford says climate change is making the wildfire season longer and more intense, and so that could mean a smokier summertime in Chicago going forward. The Chicago police officer who was shot and killed last night is being remembered as a vibrant hero. Police say 36-year-old Crystal Rivera was shot during a pursuit in the Chatham neighborhood on the south side. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson asked the city to pray for Rivera's family and the entire police department.
This young woman served honorably and courageously. Her energetic and bold approach towards keeping us safe is the memory that we will honor.
Rivera was graduated from the academy in 2021, and at her graduation ceremony, she told the Sun-Times she came from a family of serving, and her calling was to help people in need. The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is hiring another Big Ten campus administrator to lead the state's flagship public university. Charles Lee Isbell Jr. will become U of I's 11th chancellor. U of I System President Tim Colleen says Isbell's leadership experience and academic background brought him to the top of a strong list of candidates.
His understanding of sort of modern digital technologies is very much an advantage for us because all of society is becoming transformed by that. And of course, Urbana-Champaign over many years has been a leading player with tremendous legacy.
Isbell is currently provost at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He'll officially step into his UIUC role on August 1st, pending confirmation on Monday from the Board of Trustees. And the Chicago Sky are heading to the United Center for Saturday's game against the Indiana Fever. It's the first time the Chicago Arena has hosted a WNBA game in its history. But Fever star Caitlin Clark is on the injured list, a disappointment for a lot of league fans. Sky center Camila Cardoso is expected to play, though, after dealing with a sore shoulder this week. Here's Sky coach Tyler Marsh on the matchup.
We got our work cut out for us, but every game, no matter who's playing, is a challenge. They're well coached. They're still a good team, and so we got to be prepared on all fronts.
Saturday's meeting will be nationally televised. It's a Commissioner's Cup game for the Sky. Tip off 7 o'clock in the evening. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago has recorded 157 murders so far this year, and that's the fewest through this date of any year in more than a decade. Some experts are crediting publicly funded street outreach known as community violence intervention, and my colleague Chip Mitchell got a close look up at that outreach on the city's west side.
I went to the Institute of Nonviolence Chicago and sat down with Fred Seaton. He supervises 9 street outreach workers in West Garfield Park, around where he grew up.
I'm 65 years old. I've been doing this work for 18 years.
He says that was after 18 years in prison. It's mid-morning, usually a quiet time, but suddenly Fred's getting a bunch of calls and texts.
What's going on?
There's been a shooting. Some of Fred's staffers are at the scene. There are 2 victims, a man and a woman.
They're trying to gather the information, see what it's about, find out family members. Everybody got a family member that's hot-headed, trying to find out who they really need to pay a lot of focus to.
Hot-headed?
Yeah, everybody got a crazy cousin.
And the crazy cousin might bring retribution.
He might.
Eventually, Fred gets notification about the shooting from the police. One of the victims has died, the man, 33 years old, gunshot wounds to the chest. Fred wants to check out the shooting scene and strategize with his staff on their response. He invites me to ride along. So I came to the West Side to hear about the street outreach that's helping drive down Chicago's murder numbers. But now I'll actually see how it works. We head to Fred's car, a 9-year-old gray sedan.
I have team on location. I have team at the hospital. Team members at both locations.
They're all trying to find out whether the shooting was domestic violence or part of some other interpersonal conflict or something involving drug dealers or gangs, and not the big gangs that held sway in West Garfield Park when Fred was young. Today's gangs are much smaller, more like cliques.
That's it. Yes, Springfield and Mass.
We approach the shooting scene.
That go one of my staff there.
In yellow?
This guy? Yeah.
Fred's team members wear these neon t-shirts. He pulls up to one.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I see your dolphins.
Okay, so describe what we're looking at here.
We're looking at a scene where the police has it taped off. They have blocked the street off. It's a crime scene.
I count at least 7 police vehicles.
Yes. So there go to all the white shirts. I guess they sitting there. The detectives, homicide.
The white shirts would be the bosses, police bosses.
Yes.
Then Fred gets a text from the police district commander.
Good morning, reaching out to get you any appreciation, any assistance that we can help.
That's what the commander says?
Yes.
Now, he's not expecting information from you, though.
No.
The commander seems to respect Fred and what his team is out to do.
This has been a long time coming, you know, to develop a professional understanding. The professional understanding that we don't share information, we don't work for you.
And that's key, because if Fred's staff shared information with the police, they'd lose the community's trust.
Our job is to do what we do, because we can get into some crannies and some holes that they can't get in. And to try to stop the shooting before the young men have to deal with law enforcement.
From the shooting scene, Fred heads to the hospital. That's where vital work takes place to prevent retaliation. 2 of his staffers are already there. The job includes listening and validating feelings.
I mean, when someone is experiencing trauma, they need some comfort. Want to show love to the families.
At the hospital, there's also crucial information to gather.
There might be somebody that's related, that's a friend, that you might have a relationship with that can help you in determining your course of action.
Fred reaches the emergency entrance. There's a crowd outside, friends and relatives of the victim, dozens.
This is hostile.
Okay.
A hostile situation with a lot of people. The level of tension right now, trying to figure it out or point the fingers. What up, Mike?
Fred checks in with his staffers. The victim's loved ones still don't know he's deceased. When the word finally comes, they start crying, wailing. A man with a beard, he runs from the crowd to a car and climbs behind the wheel. 2 women follow.
They just informed him that he did. The family trying to stop him from going retaliate against anybody.
The women get the man out of the car. All 3 embrace. They wail together. The man can't hold himself up. He collapses to the pavement.
Most important part about any crime scene or any shooting is buying time. That's very, 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 very important.
Just calm things down.
Yes. Give some level heads time to think. Who is this? What happened?
Fred gets a call from a staffer back in the neighborhood.
All right, I'll slide on you in a minute.
He hangs up.
Interpersonal.
Interpersonal, like the conflict is not between street gangs.
That's a big relief.
Why?
Because when it's cliques involved, it's a longer mediation. This interpersonal, know the individuals, probably gonna be arrest. It's a simpler strategy. Strategy now is try to get the family members not to react.
And who's gonna do that?
The outreach staff from that community. So the strategy is gonna be is to get to that young man.
The one at the hospital who tried to drive off.
Get to that young man, then get to 2-3 young men who's the young man's closest friend. And get to some of them young ladies that was around. To stop this incident from escalating.
It's the approach that Fred's group has taken countless times. They cannot do much about the easy access to guns throughout the city, but in West Garfield Park, they can head off retaliation.
With relationship gathering and being credible messengers, we're going to be able to work with the community to try to stop the next shooting.
Fred heads from the hospital to his office, where he and his staff will get to work on the plan. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Whether it is an air pollution action day, just limit your time outdoors. That's going to persist until midnight tonight. Otherwise, partly sunny skies along with the haze, a high in the upper 70s and cooler near the lake. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. And for the weekend, partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, a chance of rain each afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening. Happy weekend.